18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think the intense heat will roll on for several more days. You might encounter one of those cooling evening showers or storms in the area before they fade out in the overnight hours. Low temperature tonight down to about 75. Tomorrow and Friday, listen to this. High temperatures headed for the upper 90s with dangerous heat indices and only widely scattered storms around. The rain chance is relatively small. Not much change as we get to the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motor Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at Brubaker.com.
Hi, Alabama. This is your favorite president, Donald Trump. Few Republicans have as much courage and fight as Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, a friend of mine. Mo is a great conservative Republican leader who fights for America first, no matter what obstacles the fake news media, rhinos, or socialist Democrats place in his path. And he knows how to fight. Mo Brooks is pro-life, loves our military and our vets, protects our Second Amendment, combats the Biden open border agenda, fights for voter integrity like few others. I'm President Trump, and MAGA Mo Brooks has my complete and total endorsement for U.S. Senate. MAGA Mo will never let you down. Vote for Mo Brooks.
This is Congressman Mo Brooks. Please join President Trump's fight for America at MoBrooks.com. That's MoBrooks.com. I approve this message paid for by the Mo Brooks for Senate Committee.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the chair lady of the People for Better Government, Harriet Van Johnson, will read a letter that she has composed to the White House and President Joe Biden.
We wish to express our extreme displeasure. Just goes to prove that you are the leading asshole in the state.
Health and wealth.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Oh boy, they want to massage guarantee.
Time once again for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that's the legal disclaimer. This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a Girl Scout.
Hello!
And, you know, I have a favorite Girl Scout cookie. I just can't think of it right now.
Oh, well, when you do, I have a whole box of them right here, pal.
Wonderful. And I guess as a Girl Scout selling cookies, you have to take care of the money.
Yes, I do. I have to make sure that the money gets from here to there and is protected.
Well, little girl, I don't suppose you would know about David Earnest.
Well, of course I know about the most famous asset preservationist in the land. You see this?
Yes.
That is my David Earnest Watches My Portfolio merit badge.
I see. Well, if other Girl Scouts want to call David Earnest, what do they do?
Call him up at 279-7431 and he will take care of your money for you.
279-7431.
That's right, man.
Oh, yeah, do-si-dos.
Well, thank you for asking, man, but, I don't dance, you know? It's that social distancing thing, you know?
Right.
From our super
secret studio, where we are quickly becoming the guardians of stability. David Ernest brings you the Health and Wealth Show. Call Alabama's favorite asset preservationist at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Leave a message and your call will be promptly returned by Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or Mr. Asset Preservationist, David Ernest. You know, thanks to the cancel culture, stability is hard to come by these days. The Cleveland Guardians, Cowboys and Guardians, and what about the Guardian Head Nickel? And all you race fans, are you ready for the Guardianapolis 500? It looks like good sense has gone out the window. That's where the Health and Wealth Show comes in. Now, here he is. The Professor of Prosperity.
Yes.
The Grand Duke of Dollar Bills.
There he is.
The Protector of Your Portfolio. David Ernest.
Hey! And there he is.
Do you have a nickel? I had a nickel once, but somebody took it.
Have your hearing checked, but that's okay.
I
have an echo.
It was a wooden nickel, so I didn't care too much.
I get it. So here's the thing. The guardians of your portfolio. That's exactly what we would love being called, but I don't want to be called the Indians of your portfolio. Are the renegades of your portfolio? Are the losers of your portfolio? Are the abusers of your portfolio? And et cetera, et cetera. Now, people need guarantees and they need stability in their lives, in their retirement plans. You know, everywhere folks are looking for stability. That's the reason why we vote conservative from my perspective. You know, we want the stability that we used to have. We want the confidence that this country is going in the right direction that we used to have. So here's some things that kind of concern me. The Cleveland Indians. Okay, let's look at some more, comparable things here. The Indian Head Nickel is now called the Guardian Nickel.
Really?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what they're going for, I guess.
The Indian motorcycle will be called the Guardian motorcycle. The wooden Indian head in Hank Williams' song is going to be called the old wooden Guardian. The old Western shows called Cowboys and Indians will now be called Guardians and Cowboys. The Guardians of the Universe were really Indians. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
The Scotsman. Have you ever scotched? I had to drink some scotch, you know, my daddy, when we keep an old vehicle from rolling down the hill, he'd say, scotch it so it won't roll on us. It won't sling the jack at us. But now, instead of calling it a scotch, we're going to have to call it the brakeman or the brake or something. I mean, we can't do Americans, and we're all, you know, not Native Americans. I know that. That was the Indians. But now we're going to be called the Transplantkins. Sort of like a plant floating out in the ocean, you know, plankins.
Transplantikins.
So the stock market soon will be called the Indian market. Like Indian market. The dollar might be called a shrinker, and man, will that be a stinker. You know,
what about the folks?
Like, what's going on?
What about the folks in India?
Well,
they're going to have to change the name of that whole country. Well, you call them Indians.
Well, maybe that's inappropriate for them now.
Maybe they're all mad about it and jumping up and down.
I get it.
I will throw my goat at you.
Well, I mean, listen, whatever happened to traditions and stability? That's what we're about at Ernest Financial. We're asset preservationists. We're about stability. And you know, it concerns us when folks say, well, don't worry about it, it'll come back. It might take a half century for the money to come back, but don't worry about it. Don't be so upset, you know, acting like a bunch of wild Indians. Look, I got Indian blood in me. It doesn't bother me one bit to say, do you have some Indian in you? I don't understand why anyone wouldn't be proud, but of course, that's me. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to insult anyone. I don't want to insult anyone. So, but I had never met anyone that said that the Cleveland Indians insulted them. Matter of fact, there was so much pride. And didn't you or someone else tell me that it was named after an Indian?
Actually, somebody sent me, you might have sent me this on Messenger. It was a Native American gentleman. They named the Cleveland Indians after because he was the only Native American on the team. And they kind of, and I think
that was an honor.
Yeah, I think he was kind of tickled, you know. Of course, you know, there weren't a lot of Native Americans doing stuff at that time, you know, just getting into, you know,
what are we going to start calling the Irish? We can't call them Irishmen anymore.
Well, you know,
the South Americans, sometimes they get upset when we call ourselves Americans. They said, no, we're Americans too. I mean, look. Are we going to stop calling ourselves Americans? I think we're going to have to change it and say we're North Americans.
Maybe so.
Our transplantants.
Mm-hmm.
We're Northern transplantants. That's what we are.
You know, I said something about a Chinaman one time. I think I told you this. And I said that. I don't think it's racist, but somebody called me on there. You call him a Chinaman. I said, well, if he was from England, I would call him an Englishman. If he was from Scotland, I'd call him a Scotsman. If he was from Ireland, I'd call him an Irishman. I mean, what's wrong with saying
it's
China?
It's all in the content of what you mean when you call somebody something. If you meant to damage them or hurt them, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say Cleveland Indians, you're honoring them. Mm-hmm. You're honoring the guy that was named after
now,
them.
Now, I wonder if the people who are against this are actually Native Americans. I mean, you know...
I've never heard a Native American complain about it.
Or is it these woke white folks? I'm going with the woke white folks.
I think somebody woke up one morning and said, hey, I woke up and I want to change things. I'm woke. Mm-hmm. But actually, he's drunk.
Woke up on the wrong side of the rubber room.
Woke up and drank some of that scotch, I guess. I don't know. But look, I can't understand all this stuff. But maybe there's something wrong with me and I don't understand stability.
I've been meaning to talk to you.
I just don't like a lot of change when it's changing our country.
Uh-huh.
You know, we need to be more stable. We need to honor our citizens, the ones that worked very hard for their money. We don't need to be sending stuff to people that didn't work hard for the money just so we can buy their votes.
Right.
This is wrong.
Well, I got a question for you. What is something, I'll tell you if you'll mention to me what it is with you. What offends you? What is something that is so offensive to you personally that you would like to see somebody change?
To say something like, you know, asset preservation is not a good thing for older people, because that offends me because I know different.
Well, that's
I understand I'm stepping on folks' toes.
Well, that's because you're...
But, you know, to each his own.
You're informed.
But you know, I've got the right, and I know I'm right. I mean, I know this, that I'm protecting their money better. And when you get older, you don't have the time for your money to come back.
Right.
And it's simple. You know, Elizabeth Warren, back when Obama was in control, tried to stamp out folks like us or make it so hard we couldn't do our business because she's in cahoots with the other crowd. I'm not against the other crowd. I'm not against anyone who does anything. What I'm against is not allowing us to have freedom of speech, freedom to protect our money if we want to, freedom to do various things. Now, we have all our freedoms are evaporating, you know.
Well, let me tell you what offends me.
What's that?
You know, I love the Marvel movies, Iron Man and the Hulk and all that. But what offends me?
Yes.
There ain't no fat superheroes. I tell you what, man, they need a fat man in there for some reason.
They could call him Fat Man instead of Batman. I mean, you know, really.
Or
he can get into the fat cave.
Or he could be a fat guy, and then he'll be like, remember when Thor used to change back and forth?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Thor was a human, and then he would take his stick and pop it on the ground and turn into Thor? They don't do that in the movies. But see, that's what the fat guy could do. He could turn into, like, you know, skinny man. Da-da-da, and he would have the skinny mobile.
Well, see, here's the thing is, Rusty, it's all in the content of what you mean. You know, people pick on people sometimes in good light. In other words, because they love them and they make fun. To show them that they love them. But when you're picking on someone to demoralize them and to cause them to go into depression, you know, for example, someone who can't help it, you know, about where they are or what they're doing, you know. And so each person should have freedoms as long as they're not in, this is my opinion, as long as they're not infringing on others' rights. Now, if you want to get right down to it, that technically is libertarianism. But libertarianism and, you know, Republicans, they kind of cross together. In other words, freedom of choice. But this thing about, no, you can't tax. No, you can't tax at all. No, you can't do this. You know, we know for sure, we already know, that if we don't have a strong military, these other idiots out there, these other countries, they'll take us over. I mean, look at World War II. We already know what happened. We had to gear up. But thank the Lord, we had the ability to have the time to gear up. I've been studying and reading a lot about the Nazi party, and there was a conversation that kind of interests me. I looked under Wikipedia, and they said that I think whoever was in charge of that, one of the Himmler maybe,
had propaganda
to Hitler about, you know, do we really want to expend all these resources? And it was massive. It was like massive. And they calculated it would take them 5 years to create a nuclear weapon. So they decided not to, you know, was it a mistake? I don't know. But the point is, we don't have that much time now to do things. We got to be right on Johnny on the spot. You know, the crisis that happened in the world, like Taiwan is a potential crisis, China's a potential crisis, you know, Iran's a potential crisis, North Korea's a potential crisis, Russia's a potential crisis. You know, the Middle East, I don't worry about them except for the fact that every one of them brought a bomb over here and tried to hurt us, you know. But so we got to be ready for these things. So we live in a world of hostility. I get this. But to take freedoms away from your everyday citizen to, you know, like, okay, we talked about the vaccine the other day. I took the vaccine because I felt like it was what I needed to do because of the profession I'm in and what I have to do and how I have to travel. And also, I have a degree in clinical lab science. I know a lot about science, okay? But I am not about 1 minute to tell someone that they don't have the freedom to accept a vaccine or not. I'll be the first one to tell you these vaccines were put together so fast they might could damage you neurologically or anything else. But these are personal decisions. No one should tell you that you've got to, by law, take something that potentially could damage your body. No one, you know, it's like if you're sick and you want to die and you want to get on a hospice or whatever, they shouldn't torture you and require you to be tortured until you die with IV therapy and all these other things. This is our freedoms that they're messing with.
Yeah.
And this is why I get upset, and I think it's the majority of the reasons why other people get upset in this country, especially in the South and the Midwest and various places. Probably not Portland, Oregon. Probably not a lot of part of California. In Detroit, you might as well just let that place go and fall into the Great Lakes because it's about ready to just go blow away in a windy city somewhere.
Pretty bad.
You know, there's so many people carrying guns up there and saying they want to control guns. Well, if they want to control guns, they need to take those Saturday night specials away from those crazy folks.
Well, they stop you, check you, and if you don't have a gun, they give you one.
Yeah, I mean, this is a bunch of crazy stuff they're talking. Do you think for 1 minute you could take all the guns from law-abiding citizens that have had their guns for years?
What's this?
Is crazy stuff they're talking.
What's that they say about the manure and the horse? You know, you can't get it back in there.
Right. I mean, you don't really want to be handling it anyway.
No, that Pandora's box has been open a long time.
Right. So freedoms, guarantees, and stability is what an asset preservation is all about.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, do we make the most money in the world for returns? No. Do we lose the most money? We don't lose any money. We have insurance companies guaranteeing the principal. We have insurance companies guaranteeing the interest. Look at history. All you got to do is Google this. Yeah, I see you a little bit there.
I was looking at history.
Yes, though. Maybe you'll see an eagle flying out there with those weak eyes.
You never know.
You know, really what we have to go by is historic standards. Mm-hmm. Okay. History teaches us as the stock market gets wiped out every so many years. history is telling us right now. I mean, I haven't met, honestly, I've not met a soul yet that knows anything about money that has not said this will be a major crash. It's right around the corner. That's not me saying it. That's not just, I believe it. This thing about the inflation not being, you know, something that they're going to have to raise interest rates against, that's crazy. I mean, now you're having the Fed say, well, maybe we need to raise them a little faster than we said. You know what that means? It means they don't know what they're doing, what they're talking about. They don't know. They're playing the game as they go. Uh-huh. I get it. But to tell everyone, no, this is transient inflation. No, this is, you know, we're not going to raise rates for 3 years. That's bull hockey. Really. You know, and I'm not going to say it any worse than that. But how on earth would anybody know the true future when they don't even know what they're doing from one day to the next? Mm-hmm. They don't even know what they're admitting from the one day to the next. But I will tell you this. If you admit that you're for stability, if you admit that you're for freedoms, freedoms, as many freedoms as we can give everyone, freedom of choice, freedom of speech, freedom to decide on their own, you know, okay, criminals, they made decisions that were not quite correct. So, yes, we've got to put those away. They're unstable, folks. They're unstable. But stable folks need to not be put in the stable with all the bullhockey, you know.
Is that where they keep it? I thought they threw it out of there. And I've never seen a bull play hockey, but I think that would be something to see.
It'd be interesting. Maybe Bullwinkle will get involved.
It'll be like over there in Spain when they're running up down the street with them red rags around their neck. Now, that's, you know, dumb.
They don't tell them when they have them running with the bulls that it's dangerous and they could get killed and we're not going to do it. You know, several of them get killed when they do the running with the bulls. But it is a tradition with those folks, and they honor this, and they realize the danger. Exactly. If you want to take the danger up to a point, you should be able to. If you want to invest in the stock market and take a lot of risk, it's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the message. You don't have to. You can make some really good returns and protect your assets tremendously with the programs that we're using. There's no question that the insurance company is guaranteeing everything. And if you look at the history of insurance companies to this date, all the way from, well, let's just go back to the 30s. As far as we know, and I've read this in print, that not one legal reserve insurance company lost a penny, and neither did any of them miss a dividend in the 30s. Do you know how many banks went out of business in the 30s and people lost everything they had?
There were several.
It's tens of thousands.
That was a lot of them.
So here's the thing. You got zero next to 10,000 plus. Which one's safer historically? Okay, then you can go back in other times. You know, AIG got in trouble. But they did not get in trouble. You know, they remember that saying about too big to fail?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was true, obviously. The government loaned the AIG money simply because AIG guaranteed mortgage-backed securities and debentures and derivatives and stuff like that. So essentially, that was outside of the field of annuities and life insurance guarantees. Their annuity and life insurance guarantees were completely healthy. But here's the thing about that insurance company. When the government loaned them the money to kind of like wiggle around and get out from under this problem they were in, they paid every penny back to the government. Did you know that?
I did not know that. I did not know that.
Now, you go find these banks that had to borrow money. A lot of them did not pay back. Okay. And if you look at all this other money that's been loaned from, you know, from the virus, you know, all these businesses, if you think for 1 minute all that money's going to be paid back, then you need to really look at it close. Because some of these people were like 70 or 80 years old. They got a 30-year mortgage on their business.
I know.
When they signed it, the business is backing up the deal. I mean, not their personal assets. Guys, it was a gift.
They called
me and said, hey, what should I do? I'm going, take the gift.
Yeah.
You know.
My nephew, his uncle on his other side, passed away several years ago, and he had to have been about 70, maybe a little bit more, and he had just refinanced his house for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
so, I mean, you know.
Basically, the bank bought his house, basically, is what it was.
Because
he's passed away now. But see, that's just, you know, that's kind of strange.
And there's laws, from what I understand. I put a disclaimer, I'm not a lawyer here.
But
there's laws, I understand, that in certain states, and Alabama may be one of them, you can check with your attorney, that if you are married and you have a mortgage and you want to put the house into the other spouse's name or divide it out, they can't stop you and the mortgage has to allow it. A lot of people don't know. These are laws that you got to check with your attorneys. I'm not an attorney. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, education is power. Knowledge is power. You know, you've got to be aware of what you can and can't do. Mm-hmm. But this is what we run into. When you do this business for 40 years, you learn a lot about how to protect and suggest to someone to go talk to their lawyers or their accountants. You know, we don't ever practice law or accounting, but we do practice asset preservation, which rolls right over into those businesses. So anything that is relating to our business, like IRAs, pensions, insurance, is all relative, but you've got to know a little bit or a lot about everything else. And, you know, you can't help but not know it. For example, you go to your doctor and he knows that you've got a problem in your head. Maybe there's something wrong with your brain and you need a neurosurgeon. He knows that his job is to refer you to the neurosurgeon.
Right.
Or to the neurologist. So this is kind of what we do. We refer, you know, we see something, we say, go talk to this, you know, you need to talk to you got an accountant, you got a lawyer, whatever. But there's so many things that I've noticed that the government, and I'm going to say it, the government don't want you to know.
Get out of here. Hush your mouth.
It's disgusting. Stuff that they used to put in print on websites are missing in action now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have people call me and say, well, I used to have it up there on the website. It's gone now. I said, what do you think?
I want somebody to do, you could probably do this. I want somebody that's got a dictionary, a hardcover or a hard copy of a dictionary, and it's got to be several years old, to take this dictionary and look up the meaning of pandemic. Then go on the internet and look up pandemic, and there will be a different definition.
Absolutely
different.
Nowhere near the 25% infection rate.
Exactly. And that's the government trying to control our thoughts.
And even if it was 10%, we're nowhere near that kind of infection rate at any one time.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, or 50%, whatever the numbers are, you know, you can read them differently at different places. But fact is, of course, this is about 95 to 98% curable, maybe closer to 99%. Listen, you need to protect yourself against the virus, especially this Delta virus that's come around. This thing is going to be more infectious. I don't doubt it one minute. The thing is, you have freedoms. The virus, I mean, the vaccine can do neurological damages and other things to certain people. It can kill people. I have no doubts about that. You know, it's like rolling dice. But the thing is that what is that thing that Spock said back in the movie, for the multitudes versus the few?
The needs of the one outweigh the needs of the many.
Exactly. That's the kind of way I look at it. You know, everything is statistics when you're dealing with science, okay? And I understand that. So, you know, so even what I do, I think of it as statistics. In other words, here you are. You're 50 plus, the chances of the stock market crashing, in my opinion, is tremendous. Why would you not want to use an asset preservationist and potentially keep from losing a tremendous amount of money? I don't know how much money we're going to correct. I don't even know for sure we're going to correct, but if we don't have a massive correction, it'll be the first time in history that we had these PE ratios and such ridiculous run-ups without something happening this disastrous and lasting several years.
There you go. Well, David, we need to take a short break, and I'm sure we're going to hear from our president. And you know who I'm talking about when I say our president.
I do.
There you go. And we'll be back in just moments.
The one that really won?
Yeah, that one. That one.
That one.
Yes. Yeah, we'll be back in just moments with more of the Health and Wealth Show here on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Hi, Alabama.
There he is.
This is your favorite president, Donald Trump. Few Republicans have as much courage and fight as Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, a friend of mine. Mo is a great conservative Republican leader who fights for America first, no matter what obstacles the fake news media, rhinos, or socialist Democrats place in his path, and he knows how to fight. Mo Brooks is pro-life, loves our military and our vets, protects our Second Amendment, combats the Biden open border agenda, fights for voter integrity like few others. I'm President Trump, and MAGA Mo Brooks has my complete and total endorsement for U.S. Senate. MAGA Mo will never let you down. Vote for Mo Brooks.
This is Congressman Mo Brooks. Please join President Trump's Fight for America at MoBrooks.com. That's MoBrooks.com. I approve this message paid for by the Mo Brooks for Senate Committee.
David Ernest will return with more of the award-winning Health and Wealth Show after these important messages here on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
This is your roving reporter. Today, I'm talking with a mugger.
Hello!
Now, if I understand correctly, you wait around down here on the corner, and when unsuspecting people come by, you stick them up.
That's right, man.
And just why is it that you do this thing?
If I had been smart when I was younger, I would have called David Ernest.
The asset preservationist.
Yeah, man. He could have helped me take my money and put it someplace so that when I got ready to retire, I would have it.
Now you have no money.
Yeah, man, things just didn't work out the way I planned, you know?
Well, maybe if you called him now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839, David might still be able to help you.
Okay, man, I'll do that.
And thank you for talking to me, Mr. Mugger.
Okay, but before you go, man, I'm going to need your wallet.
Do you have a gun?
No. But I see that you do.
That's right.
Oh, wow, man. This didn't work out the way I planned it either.
Show. If you haven't called David Ernest, what are you waiting for? Call 334 279 7431 or 205-479-0839. Leave your name and number and you will get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah or David Ernest. They can help guarantee your stability. Now, please welcome the money man with the money plan, David Ernest.
Hey, the man. Hey, the man. Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. And David, before we move on here with more great information about your money, I just wanted to mention that I heard on the news a little earlier that they have a suspect in custody in that police shooting, or the murder of the officer Marquise Moore over there in Selma. I believe it was yesterday morning. Evidently, he works the late shift and had gone home, they say, for lunch, but evidently it's like in the middle of the night, and somebody ambushed him. They have the name of the person they have in custody, but I'm not going to make him any more famous than he was.
You know, when you have the liberals desecrating our police force, our policemen, our military, the people that protect us, and then we, just like that song said, rescue me.
Right.
What do you expect? How do you expect it to feel when they're being mistreated so much?
That's right.
By people who say, you know, we don't want to be told what to do. You know, we want to go in here and steal this TV or whatever we want to do. You know, there's boundaries that we, these stability boundaries that we cannot cross, should not cross. We know better. You know, when you get into someone else's territory, when you're going to damage someone else, that's when the police, the law, the military, whatever, should, you know, is designed to protect us.
Right.
But what we have is a inside force, an erosion of principles, an erosion of stability going on. We have this from the stock market being so crazy all the way down to people stealing televisions and, catching things on fire. Mm-hmm. And then you got Melissa Pelosi and Ms. Harris saying, well, they're mad, you know, that can't
happen. Yeah. Doggone it.
What kind of answer is that?
That's a dumb answer.
It's you know, we might as well pin the thing on the donkey, right? So it needs to stick her real hard right in the rear.
Stick it in the middle of her forehead.
Yes, exactly. So you know, I think this is what is upsetting most of us middle class Americans, and that includes all races.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went down to, like I said, I went down to Miami, and when I'm in Panama City, I got off an elevator a few months ago, and I had a Trump hat on in this person who I would have expected, because they were Latino, and I was thinking, oh, you know, and they said, go Trump. And I began to realize that the folks that come from the this is way before all that hostility started in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
I begin to realize that these folks don't want socialism. They've already lived in it, and they hate it.
That's why they came here, to get away from that.
Exactly.
And I would just imagine that 9 out of 10 of those folks, I might even say 10 out of 10, came here legally. They didn't just wash up and expect to start getting a check. They came in and got asylum and apply.
Right.
The
thing is, we cannot be the asylum of the entire world. Let's be honest. We cannot accept everyone from South America, Central America, Mexico, to come in here and disrupt our system of taxes, our system of retirement, our system of stability. I mean, yeah, we want to help folks, but we got to limit. You know, you're not going to give your retirement plan to a man standing on the street with his hand out.
I
mean,
no.
If you do, you're a fool. You got to take care of you and your family, too. There's nothing wrong with helping that man or that woman in having, feelings toward, you know, that's what charity's about. But, you know, you've got to take care of your family and yourself first. And then when the government is trying to take it away from you and your family and give it to someone else's family that didn't even live in this United States, you know, I think that's wrong. And I noticed that there was I was watching TV this morning, and I noticed, and I don't remember the guy's name, but he's Spanish. He's a congressman in Texas. And he was saying, we've gone too far. We have got to stop this, folks, influxing in here and taking everything. I'm paraphrasing. But essentially, I'm going, that's a Democrat saying that? saying, please stop it. Please help us, Pelosi. Please help us, Vice President Harris, or whatever you want to call her. And they get nothing. So, you know, if you're in Texas, you know, you not only have to have a fiddle in the band, but you've got to have stability. You know?
Yeah. Speaking of that, did you hear about ZZ Top?
What was that?
Dusty. I can't think of his last name.
One with the long beard, Dusty.
Yeah, he died.
You're kidding.
Yeah, and you know they've got a show in Birmingham, I think Friday week, and there's speculation that they will be here playing, and that will be, you know, as a tribute to them. Greg was talking about that, and he said, you know, they're all in their 70s, and they've probably had this conversation.
One of us
goes, the rest got to carry on. You know,
I'll tell you something funny. I went to Memphis one time, and we were doing some Elvis stuff up there.
Yeah.
And this guy came up. If he wasn't Dusty Rhodes, people were going, that's Dusty. And all the women were trying to dance with him and everything. And I'm going, man, is that really Dusty? The guy on the stage would say, that's Dusty out there. Guy running around. I said, is that really Dusty? I don't know, but he looks like him. People loved ZZ Top. They recognized people, even whether he was the real thing or not. Man, we had a lot of fun that night.
Years ago, when I was working at the Comedy Zone out here at the Holiday Inn, this dude was sitting down front. And, I mean, I got to looking at him, and I said, before we go on, folks, I want to introduce a celebrity in the audience. Ladies and gentlemen, front center ring right here, it's Jerry Garcia. And the dude didn't blink. He stood up, he starts waving, and he's got the finger missing, and he's waving, and he's, and you know, afterwards he's signing autographs, and it wasn't him. He came up and told me, he said, I get that all the time, and he did his fingers up. You can see what I'm doing, and he popped that little finger up. He did have all his fingers, but he was signing autographs, getting pictures.
And it was all in fun, you know.
He did look like Jerry Garcia, though.
Yeah, but you got to have fun in life, you know.
Yes, you do.
We like to have fun, but we also like to have stability.
Yes.
And if you want to have stability in your retirement plan, if you want to have stability in knowing that your money will be there tomorrow, plus you want some great returns, some great bonuses, some great deals, you really owe it to yourself to look at the products that we have. We got some things that will really impress you tremendously and also protect you tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
These programs, a lot of them have been around for eons. These are the programs that retirement systems and, you know, programs like pensions and things have used for years, but the ones we have been enhanced. And then we take them and enhance them even more. So, you know, you owe it to yourself to look at these programs. I can't talk about so much technicality in there because then, I'm breaking a rule.
Right.
I can just give you hints and suggestions of what we can and can't do because there's regulatory people listening, mm-hmm. okay? And you know,
I was just going to say, you can't talk about that on the radio.
But
if you call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839, he'll talk your ear off. He can talk all day and tell you about these things. And I guarantee you will have questions. You're not just going to sit there and going, you will have questions that you want to ask the man. And see, this no-obligation consultation is free. It does not cost you anything. And then you take this information with you, and you go off, mm-hmm. and you sit under a tree, and you think about it, and you know this mm-hmm. that was some pretty, pretty informing information.
Why should you be afraid of something that's not that's free and not forced on you? You just get information, and then you make a decision.
And he won't make you take a vaccination. Or get after you like Governor Ivey will. So call David Ernest today, 334-279-7431, or the ever-popular and still stunning in its early ages of production, 205-479-0839. Call him today.
You know, that's right on, Rusty. You know, it's just really important that you know where you're going. It's important that you know that you have the stability to get to where you go. You don't get in some car that's broke down and you know, got all kinds of problems. Say, well, I'm going to California. Well, Well, I mean, you've got a knot in the tire, and you know, one tire's almost flat.
Dead body in the trunk.
Two quarts low, and your radiator's smoking.
Steaming
it. I mean, like, really? You know, these are warning signs that something disastrous could happen.
Didn't James
sort of like the stock market?
Didn't James
smoking,
Taylor?
He's got all these problems.
Didn't James Taylor have a song called "I'm Going to California in My Mind"? That would be what would be happening. What you're saying is you're on a trip. It might not be to California, but it just does not pay to start off on this journey without being prepared.
Exactly.
How about that? Yeah.
That's exactly. You said it better. Yeah. Preparation. That's what we're all about. But preparation that has safety and guarantees. Now, that word guarantee, insurance companies can use. Most brokers can't use that word because it's going to flag because nothing's guaranteed in their world. You know, in our world, we have minimum guarantees. We have to have because that's what the product is. Product has minimum guarantees and gravy on top of it. So you've got to understand how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you understand how it works? You come to me, you sit down. You know, we chew the fat, if that's what you want to do. We just sit there just like normal people, and we talk about things. And no, I don't put on the dog, and no, I don't put on suits most of the time. I hate monkey suits. I put them on every now and then, but, funerals and things like that. But I got several of them, but and I've got some of them that I can fit back into because I've been losing a little weight.
Yeah, my suit, I give it another 6-8 months. It'll be back in style.
Yeah.
I believe the only time you should be wearing a suit is if you get married or you're getting buried.
Well, it's kind of weird, you know.
You've seen me dress up and it ain't in a suit.
They put you in half suits when you get buried, that I've heard.
I've heard that.
The bottom part's missing.
Well, the back's cut out of it. So, well, you know, that's if you don't bring your own clothes, you know.
No.
They can dress you up.
Where you're going, you don't need a suit.
No, but they can't put you in there without
it. But you're going to a mansion. A suit, if you've done the right thing. So here's the thing. You have got to be aware of your surroundings. You've got to be aware of what you're doing. You know, when I see what's going on in this market right now, it scares me so much. Not for me. I'm going to be fine. I got 68 cents in the market. I can lose half of the 68 cents maybe or more.
And you still can't tell what the stock is.
I mean, I don't even care. 68 cents. But what I do have my money in is stuff that has guarantees on it, minimum returns guaranteed by insurance companies, and then they pay gravy on top of it. That's when the stock market does good. You get extra returns, and then that can never go away. That's guaranteed by the insurance company. And there's lots of things that are guaranteed. You know, you got guaranteed a pension inside of it. That's called annuitization. And another word that I created was reverse compound interest. And let me tell you why that word sounds like reverse compound interest. It's not like, you know, negative amortization, stuff like that. If you want to think of it as negative amortization against the insurance company, okay, the debt that they're losing, the money that they're losing. But if you're running out of money, but they're still paying you the same amount of money, and then you run completely out, but they're still paying you till you die, that's negative from what they're supposed to be paying you. All your interest would have shrunk, right?
Yeah.
So there's more than one way that these annuities gain or grow, and that is one is the age factor, and the other one is the interest rate factor or the return factor. All other investments just grow with interest factors because they don't have the guarantees of the pension inside. Okay? And when Ken Fisher says, well, I think that single premium immediate annuities are good, but these other annuities are not good, that shows his ignorance. And the reason why that shows his ignorance is every one of those can turn into to the same animal that he said was good,
right,
almost instantaneous on some of them. So that shows his ignorance. That shows his stupidity. And it also shows that he has an agenda, and that is to bring money into his system. And then, by the way, he says, but if you don't have $500,000, don't talk to me. I don't want you. What about the people who don't have a $500,000? You know, who cares about them? I can tell you who cares about them. David Ernest. Ernest Financial. We care about everybody. We can go all the way down to $2,000. And we will. We don't care. You know, we think it's a disgrace that a middle class person can't get the attention that someone with a half a million or more. Well, okay, you think about, okay, well, what about David? You just wiped out the fact that the people that are worth $1 or $2 or $3 million don't want to come to you. Negative. People that have $1, $2, $3 million or more come to me all the time. You know why? Because they don't want to lose their $1, $2, or $3 million. Duh.
That's right.
I mean, really? And they don't. And think of this. If they need tax deferral or tax free, just think, you're in stocks and you, every year, or you're in a mutual funds and every year you're getting these tax bills. Wouldn't you like them to go away? And then you get to decide when you want to play or pay? I mean, and instead of them forcing you to pay taxes. And here's another thing. Obama wants 43%, federal taxes off your capital gains if you're making a certain amount of money. But don't trust him because he's going to, again, want it on everybody. He wants to raise the estate taxes on top of that. So people will be paying 70 to 80% of their hard-earned dollars. And yes, that is the rich people and people that are making good money, but you can't trust them because when you look at the math, it won't support what they're spending. So that means there's trickery involved. There's trickery and lies and deceit involved. They want to hoodwink you into thinking that they're going to protect you. And then, in the end, you get the hoodwink in the end. You know what I'm talking about? You get the jab in the end. In other words, you've been fooled because the taxes have to come from everybody for the system to work, that they're, this money they're spending. The only other way to keep this thing from blowing up is to not spend that money. So, but they got to spend that money, guys, because they want to buy those votes. I mean, we're in one of the reddest states of all. We don't want to spend that money. We refused a lot of things, the Medicare, the Medicaid, all these things that they wanted to enhance, but we knew we had to pay it back, okay? Mm-hmm. They want us to spend that money so that they can bring more people in and get more people to vote the way they want them to, because that's where the money's coming from, other than printing the money to pay them off. In the end, it will be nothing, in my opinion, except a massive stock crash. Look at housing. I saw a house in Montgomery, Alabama. I'm not going to say where it's at, but it's in the well-to-do area, that sold for almost double what it sold for a year and a half ago.
Wow.
And they didn't do much difference on it. We have massive inflation. Think about this. My condo down in the condo down in the Panama City has doubled in value in a year and a half. What kind of absurdity is this? This is inflation, guys. It's massive. Massive. Yellen doesn't, she's a clump, she's a yes person. Biden says, tell them this. Tell them all these lies. Inflation's just transient. You think a house that hadn't doubled in a year and a half is a transient inflation? Oh, because of wood? Come on. Wood hadn't gone up. I know it's gone up, but this is ridiculous, guys. We're in the most massive inflation we've been in years, and it's not going to correct completely. So when they get through spending the money, they can't spend as much money as they've been spending, and everything comes to roost, crash. It's got to happen, in my opinion. I'm not a genius when it comes to the economics of things, but I read a lot, I see a lot. But listen, guys, it's common sense. Do you really deep down in your gut think that houses and condos can double in a year and a half and there's not going to be something bad happening later? If you don't feel that, then I can't help you. But if you think that that's illogical, give us a call, because it is illogical, in my opinion. We've got to protect our assets right now. The stock market is right on the verge of showing you its ugly side. I was reading something the other day where Warren Buffett said, stock markets on 10-year periods have gone down and done nothing for 10 years. Look at Japan. They say, they call it the lost decade. Japan still hasn't come back from the 80s. Their stock market is still potentially, depending on what you're looking at, mm-hmm. underneath the value it was 40 years ago.
I'm going to ask you this because I don't know. Okay. This is an opinion. I'm sure you have an opinion. Do you think the, hostilities or the the tension between our country and China has anything to do with the fact that they may want to come in here and take over militarily, or their economy is in such a state that they are trying to drive theirs up while ours goes down? Do you think that's the reason
well,
for
if
it?
If you want to know what I think that the politicians are playing games with us about China.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's some problems we could have with Taiwan and those islands in China, you know, that they're creating. But get this. I was just talking to somebody the other day. Do you realize that in Afghanistan, we're over there protecting the government against the Taliban, right?
Yep.
Guess who else we're protecting? The Chinese miners that are mining all the resources. What kind of bamboozlement is going on behind our backs? Most people don't even know this is existing, but I've already done enough checking around, talking to soldiers and other folks. It exists. We do. They don't tell us everything. You know, talk radio, you can get a lot of, you know, get a lot of answers. You know, Terry Adams will tell you a lot of things. But I'm telling you right now, we're not being told a lot of things. And if you think for 1 minute that our news media is not controlled by the left, I'm sorry.
Well, have you seen...
They're trying to tell us what they don't want to tell us.
Have you seen this here several times recently on like CNN and what's the other, MSNBC? A reporter will come up there and they will just go off script and start talking about stuff and saying, yeah, well, I'll tell you more about that. And then they usually disappear and get hired by Fox or OAN or one of those. But
because they got too much common sense.
Well, it's like they're breaking ranks, man. They're getting out of step.
I mean, people are tired of lying. I'm tired of the lies. I'm tired of it.
There you go.
It's to get the truth out there. The truth. Mo Brooks is a lot of truth. That's why I support that name.
Well,
I think he's going to be truthful to us. I really do.
If you want the truth, call David Ernest at 279-7431 or 205-479-0839 and call him today. And it's time for us to head out. You believe that?
I see the clock there. That it's getting pretty close.
It all of a sudden just jumped up on us. Remember, we'll be back live Monday night. I picked out some good stuff for you to have tomorrow night and Friday night. And we'll see you next time. Let me find what I got here. I got everything set up, and it should.
Yeah, Monday's the Rhino Dino.
Yes, we'll be talking about rhinos and dinos Monday. We may even have Fred Flintstone come by. You never know.
There you go.
All right, thanks a lot, David. I'll see you next time.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the Health and Wealth Show. And thanks to all the talented people who helped to make it possible. Matthew Ernest, Leah Williams, Larry Stevens, Terry Adams, the Invisible DJ, Roquefort Q Halifax, and everybody's favorite asset preservationist, David Ernest. And let's not forget Blue Water Broadcasting, from whence this program originates. And you know, on tonight's program, we talked a lot about guardians and stability. And you know, maybe you need a guardian angel. If you need one for your finances, well, I'll tell you who you call. That's David Ernest. And you can reach him at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. David also has a website at retirewithernest.com. And sometimes you can catch him over at the Walmart smearing lard on the handle of some of the buggies. Pick poop. Smearing lard on the handles of the buggies and selling those great value paper towels at 25 cents a sheet. But yeah, he'll be your guardian angel. And of course, you know, if he's down here taking care of your money, well, heaven must be missing an angel. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time here on the Health and Wealth Show. Hopefully, oh, move this mic. Oh, man, somebody put lard all over it. Baby!
Must be missing an angel.